Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to another edition of Meet the People, a podcast designed to meet the great people inside Atlas Copco that make it happen. Today, we're going to talk to Wendy Browning, who's the manager of our service coordination team in the East Region. So, Wendy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
So just as always, to get going, Wendy, why don't you tell myself and the audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background?
Sure. I'm a mom of two kids. I've been with Atlas Copco since 2000. I started in the parts department for about 6 years, and then I left and then came back in 2011 and started with the service department. And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about the role, service coordination manager. What does that entail?
Working with your team, helping them, you know, schedule the technicians, help them with their daily, everyday functions that they do, because it seems every day you come in and you expect to do things and then it changes. It's always changing, always fast paced, always, you know, trying to, you know, take care of the customer and make sure the customer and the technicians are taken care of. And, you know, that's where I, you know, help them and guide them and, you know, try to make things better for them.
No, absolutely. It's a very, very busy role. I know that. If we go back in time, you were telling me that I think you come to Atlas Copco originally through a recommendation from a friend. Is that correct?
Yeah. I used to work with her, and she said, you know, it's a great company. And it was at the Holyoke office at the time. And it was, you know, it was a great, you know, way to get into the company. And I always had wondered what the company was for, because the building had always been there. And yeah, I went for an interview, and you know, I just met some great people.
And, you know, when we talk about this friend of yours that helped you sort of come on board, so one of the questions I always ask is, how would you describe the Atlas Copco culture to a friend or colleague? So not so much, you know, what we do or how we do it, but just the internal culture and what drives our organization.
Sure. I can speak for the culture of my team and working in my office in the East Region, and even dealing with people, you know, all over the country. And I think you're part of a huge team, that we're always creative, and, you know, we're willing to work with each other and help each other. And, you know, there's always an open door policy. I don't think I've ever not wanted to go and talk to someone about how to fix things or how to work together. It's just a, you know, the people make it a great culture.
Compressed air is so critical. You know, it's talked about in the industry as the fourth utility, you know, alongside electricity, water, gas, that type of thing. And I mean, any plant or any facility that has issues with compressed air, it's a high stress situation. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you feel it. You can feel the passion that these customers have, and it makes you want to achieve and maybe even exceed their expectations.
Hmm. And I guess over the time that you've been doing it, I mean, there's more and more digital tools that are available now as well, I guess. Does that, to some extent, does that really help the job? And I guess to some extent, it also makes the information overload massive as well.
You need to understand what's the most important, who do I need to answer first, and, you know, and respond within minutes, because, you know, they're going to be calling if they don't, or they're going to go to someone else if you don't respond in those few minutes that are critical.
What advice would you give somebody new starting with, let's say, your department or the company, based on your experience? What would you tell them it would be your best advice?
I think there would be a couple of things. One and foremost would be, treat everyone with kindness and respect. You never know what a positive impact you might make on that person, and it might be a lasting impression. And, you know, it just helps in your everyday function with communicating with everybody, and also to have patience. Some people, they want everything to happen now, and sometimes you need to have the patience to understand that things will happen as time goes on. and to ask questions, because some people are very afraid of asking questions because they don't want to seem like they don't know what they're doing. And that's not the case. I think questions make people, you know, achieve their goals and succeed in their roles.
I would absolutely agree with that. Couple of questions as we finish out here. One, a little look back, and then one a look forward. So to date, is there something that you're most proud of, something that springs to mind?
My coordination team. I am extremely proud of everything they achieve, and I'm extremely proud of everything that they do in a daily basis. It's mind-boggling. All of the functions that they do every day, and you know, we all have a good time at the same time, so it's good.
Yeah, and one thing to just give you and the whole team a plug on this, as you know, big part of Atlas Copco is measuring our customer satisfaction levels, and the East has performed tremendously over the past, well, 24 months really, and before that for that matter. So fantastic job when it comes to, must feel proud as well from your own point of view to see that feedback and to see that score. I mean, it's super. It really is an outstanding score.
It is. And, you know, I'm proud, but I'm not shocked, because I know what they are. I know what they do. And it's even the technicians too. You know, it's the coordination department and the technicians. They're such a great representation of the East region.
No, I absolutely agree. And then as we round out, the last question we always ask, bit of a tough one maybe, but what are you most looking forward to as we look into the future?
I think, and it's going to sound repetitive, but it's growing with my team. And, you know, we've achieved so much already. I can't wait to see what we can achieve beyond that.
Yeah, that's really nice and very well said. So, Wendy, thanks so much for giving us your time this afternoon. It was lovely to catch up with you on the podcast. Thanks to you and the team for everything you do. And again, thanks for taking the time and being with us.
No problem. Thank you, Paul.